When to mod your brain. For some weird reason, I've been seeing a lot of motorcycle videos on YouTube. YouTube, for some reason, has gotten the idea that I like motorcycles. I used to have one way back in college, but the thought of getting another one hasn't really crossed my mind. I guess YouTube thinks otherwise. Many of these motorcycle vids tend to be structured like many other kinds of vids. 10 ways to get X. 10 things you need to know before you do X. 10 sinister things you didn't know about X. One I saw recently was 5 reasons to not get mods for your new motorcycle. I had to watch the video just to see what they were. It piqued my curiosity, which is what the dude wanted to do. I don't really remember any of them. The point was that many times the factory settings are there for a reason. But for some things, they understand that people will want to modify their equipment. A lot of computers are marketed based on how many upgrade slots there are for memory, for example. But this is a different kind of mod, one that is needed. You buy a computer that has plenty of memory for what you need. But then as things get more intense, you might need more memory a couple of years down the road. So modifications are therefore a good idea. Like for us humans, we come with factory settings. Only our factory settings were decided a long, long time ago. And today they are way outdated. What we eat, when we eat, etc. Dating is similar. How we behave in social situations is similar. Up until about 30 or 40 years ago, you didn't really need to do much. Show up, mingle with some folks, develop some attraction with some folks, and hope for the best. But today, if that's your best strategy, then you're going to fail miserably. Today, everybody you speak to will come with a lot of competition. Mainly because all of the imaginary friends they have on social media. All of the people secretly, desperately trying to get into their DMs. What's a guy to do? Learn how to game them way better than anybody could possibly do through social media, like in real life. Social media is often blamed for the demise of society, and that's a correct assessment in many ways. But it also presents a huge opportunity. What's that? Most people today, because of social media, have very, very little game. In this context, game refers to basic social skills. If you want to create temporary and superficial attraction, you can do so with temporary and superficial things, like being physically attractive online or off. But to create much deeper attraction, forget about looks and focus on game, social skills, conversational skills, a very solid and attractive personality. Things very few people have today. Something that will put you in a league all to yourself. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.